The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
In terms of how it moves immediately after the impact, yes.
Not just how it moves, as far as the impact. Isn't it different?
I don't know that I agree with that.
Okay. Well, wouldn't you say that in addition to the arm, if you had another 200 plus pounds being held down by gravity, that would affect the force that's acting on the arm?
Well, the arm, again, is going to be accelerated, but the center of mass of the body is not going to see that acceleration.
Have you testified before in this case about the importance of the full body and gravity?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Have you testified before in this case about the effect of gravity and the full force of a body as opposed to just an arm?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember whether you thought it important on a previous time you testified that there is significance to the arm would be attached to a 200 plus pound body and there was the issue of gravity that would affect force?
From what I recall, I think that had to deal with whether or not the pedestrian would be projected based upon an interaction with the arm or a full-on center of gravity hit, right? When we're only hitting the arm, we're not hitting the CG of the body.
You did test B and you claim it was at 17 miles per hour. Test B.
Correct.
And we saw the damage. This is at 15 miles per hour, test C. Could you play this, please? It might be a delay, so you could fast forward a little bit, please. Okay. How many times do you think that arm spun around?
I don't know.
That's not what would happen to a person who got hit. Their arm wouldn't spin through their body like that, would it?
Correct,
their
it would not.
Their arm wouldn't spin that many times.
No.
There'd be the pull of their body weight, yes?
I'm sorry, what was your
There'd
question?
There'd be the pull of their body weight.
The body weight, yeah, would affect the movement afterwards, yes.
Gravity, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. And so there's a reason why you do this test at 15 miles per hour. Is there a photo related to this, to the damage to the taillight? There is a reason why at 15 miles per hour, the damage is much different than the other test at 17 miles per hour, isn't there?
Correct.
Right, because at 17 miles per hour, you have a dummy that is strapped by a harness in its pelvis. When it's hitting the arm, it's affecting it much differently than just a arm floating in air. Yes?
No, I don't agree with that. The primary reason there's a difference in the damage is because of the amount of the arm that's outstretched and interacting with the taillights. There's a difference in those two tests. Mm-hmm.
And so the body and the weight of the body, you're saying, has nothing to do with the amount of damage?
Not in these tests, no.
So when somebody gets hit, does the body weight have anything to do with the damage? Not just the area that gets hit. Does the body weight affect it at all?
Not in terms of the impact, like the rest of the body, it's not gonna matter if for instance, only my hand, like in that last test we just saw, it was the hand and the wrist, how much my stomach weighs, my head weighs, is not gonna affect the damage to that taillight and that interaction.
And by the way, this test, you said 15 miles per hour, if you consider the 26%, you're only at 11.1 miles per hour. Is that the right math?
Again, I don't agree with that because if you look at the data and you integrate the acceleration data to get the speed, right, that we saw in those plots, the hand basically gets up to, I think it was 14 or 15 miles an hour. It reaches that common velocity of the vehicle.
Let's go to test F. On test F, you placed the dummy more behind the vehicle, didn't you?
Correct.
And when you test, you put it more behind the vehicle, this is more of a full impact than it is a clipping, isn't it?
Certainly, yes.
And when you put this dummy behind the car, this was not a legitimate crash test dummy. It was a different type of dummy, wasn't it?
Yes, it's called a Rescue Randy.
A Rescue Randy. And that is not typically the type of dummy that you're going to use for crash test, is it?
I wouldn't agree with that.
And when you did the Rescue Randy and crash test F, did you use the 12-pound arm or did you stick with the 9.38?
The hybrid arm wasn't attached to the Rescue Randy.
The hybrid arm was not. Is that what you said, or it was?
It was not. No, not in the full impact test.
Okay, so what was the weight of the arm on the Rescue Randy?
I don't know specifically the weight of the arm. I know that the total mass of the Rescue Randy was 200 pounds.
Isn't the weight of the arm important when you're talking about impact with the arm?
I don't think relative to the rest of the mass of the body.
So now the mass of the body counts, but before it didn't.
Objection. Sustained enough.
Okay. If we can see in test F, we have some photographs. Start with the first one, if you could widen that, please. Now, this is a direct hit?
Correct.
Okay. Is this simply a photo or a video? Could we go to the next one, please? So the Rescue Randy's placed much further in the car than the other type of test that would be more similar to a clip, yes?
Correct.
Next photo, please. Okay. And that is the result of the impact?
Correct.
Do you see the debris field?
Yes.
Is it near Rescue Randy?
Some of it is, yes.
Yeah, it's spread out a little bit, yes?
That's fair, yes.
But it's not right on his body. It's a distance from his body, yes?
There may be some, I can't tell from this photo, there may be some around his body, but yes, there's also debris close to the Lexus as well.
And could we, and this is the demonstration where you didn't turn on the videotape, so we don't have a videotape?
Correct, we had the false start, yep.
What's that?
We had the false start.
The false start. Is there another picture after this? Those clothes. Are there holes or tears in the clothes?
Yes, there's damage that's consistent with road rash when clothing or a body makes contact with the pavement and is grinding into the pavement.
Pavement's hard.
Right? Yes.
How about frozen ground, frozen dirt?
Is that hard?
Yeah.
I suppose it can be.
Well, do you have any doubt whether frozen ground in the Northeast in the winter is hard? Hard as a rock?
I haven't done any analysis to assess that.
And so seeing holes in those clothes is what you would expect after Randy hits that hard ground, right?
Are you talking about frozen grass or paved?
I'm talking about Randy right now. These holes in the clothes are what you would expect after Randy hits the hard ground, correct?
Objection. I'm going to allow that. Is that what you'd expect?
Your Honor, I need a motion.
All right, jurors, feel free to stand up and stretch.
So holes in the clothes is what you would expect after Randy hits the ground, yes?
If there is prolonged sliding contact with the asphalt, certainly you could expect to see tearing, large holes, material fraying, and even transfer of pavement material onto the clothing.
You've done no studies on hard ground like a front yard, have you?
In terms of a pedestrian sliding on the grass?
In clothing tears, yes.
No, sir.
And if you could go back one slide. You see the debris field is near but not on, Randy? Can you tell if there's any small pieces or microscopic pieces on or in Randy's clothes in the study? Did you look?
No.
I could go to test E, please. Test E, you cite as having a speed of 24 miles per hour, correct?
Correct.
And that's with a arm that is 9.38 pounds. Yes?
Correct.
And to remind you, Mr. O'Keefe's arm would be about 11.86 pounds. Yes?
Correct.
If you would reduce 26%, you'd be at 17.8 miles per hour, wouldn't you?
Objection.
Are you doing the math, Dr. Wolf?
I don't agree with his characterization, Your Honor.
Okay, next question.
I understand you don't agree, but if you took 26% off the 24 miles per hour, you would come out to 17.8 miles per hour, wouldn't you?
I'm going to allow that. I'm going to allow that.
That's what the calculation would yield.
Okay. On test E, there are some differences between your test and what would happen in real life. For example, there is a harness, correct?
Correct.
And the harness prevents the dummy from being thrown naturally.
Correct.
The harness affects your ability or one's ability to see this study and see what the trajectory would be after impact, correct?
Well, that wasn't the purpose of the study, to assess the trajectory, sir.
I understand. I'm not trying to criticize, but it affects the ability to see the trajectory when the dummy's on a harness, doesn't it?
Yes.
Could we put up the first video on this, please? A photo 115, if we can start with. You could stop it right there. And you can see the feet aren't as firmly planted on the ground as a person would be in most circumstances because of that harness, yes?
Correct.
And that affects gravity, doesn't it?
Affects gravity?
Well, when the car hits, the gravity, the weight of the dummy is less because it's held up by a harness, isn't it?
Right, so gravity really, is suspended at this point, just above the ground.
The arm that's extended, is there a glass in that hand?
No, there's not more weight in the hand.
So there's no object in the hand in any of these tests?
No, because ultimately what would happen is because of the accelerometer being mounted on the palm of the hand, if you had a glass there, it would interfere with those measurements.
I understand why you didn't do it. But would you say it's fair to say that if a glass was in the dummy's hand on these tests, it could affect or change the damage?
Well, if you add another, you know, I think that the drinking glass we utilized for the testing last year, I think was 0.7 pounds. So if you add another 0.7 or pound to the hand, that hand contacts the liftgate taillight, you certainly could see damage to that taillight, which we certainly didn't see on the subject vehicle.
So weight does kind of matter, right?
It can, yes.
Not just 0.7 pounds, the 2.5 pounds can matter too. Weight matters.
Yes.
Because that's kind of what we were talking about for the last half hour. Weight matters in these tests, doesn't it?
Correct, but you can't look at this in isolation just between damage, and you can't separate it from the injuries, right? What's going to happen to the body in terms of the injuries in a 24-mile-an-hour impact?
Does weight matter?
In terms of the force?
And so we see this dummy with the arm stretched out, correct?
Correct.
Okay, can we bring this back? Stop right there. This isn't an approved crash test dummy, is it?
The Rescue Randy portion, no.
No.
It's not instrumented like a hybrid.
Is the arm the hybrid 3?
Yes, the arm is the hybrid 3.
So you took in test F, you didn't put the hybrid 3 on the Randy, but in this one you did?
No, because you risk these ATD devices can range from $100,000 to $150,000, and you run the risk of destroying that equipment in a test like that.
So in test F, did you put the hybrid on the Randy, or did you keep Randy's original arm?
It's just the Rescue Randy in the last test.
On F?
Correct.
This one, you have the hybrid arm on Randy?
Correct.
So you're switching up between tests what pieces you're using, aren't you?
I would say adding, but...
Well, adding and subtracting. It doesn't have two arms. There's one off, one on. One's Randy and one's hybrid. So you're switching.
Yes.
Different result.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Okay.
Are you trying to say a different result between test F and this test? Because they're not the same test.
I understand. If we can have this come back a little bit more. Okay, and let it run. Stop. You can see the shattered taillight moving, and most of it's moving in the same direction, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's what creates a debris field after a collision, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean, components will break off and fall to the ground, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, since Randy is on a harness, he's not going to be thrown the same way as it would happen in real life, is he?
Correct, and that wasn't the purpose of this test, sir.
I understand. When you chose 24 miles per hour without the 26% deduction, which would make it 17.8 miles per hour, when you chose 24 miles per hour, it's because you had looked at the text stream data that had been taken from the defendant's Lexus, right?
Correct.
And when you looked at that data, you understood that during that event, 10 seconds of data is captured, yes?
Yes.
But that doesn't define the whole event, does it?
That only encompasses what was recorded.
And you said you chose 24 miles per hour because that was about the speed at the end of that 10 seconds.
Correct.
You do realize at the end of that 10 seconds, the car... The defendant's Lexus was going faster. It was still accelerating, don't you?
Objection. I'm going to allow it.
From what I recall, the last data point, I believe the throttle was still at around 74%.
Well, ARCA specializes in text stream data, don't they?
Yes.
Okay. So you are looking at that, you would agree that at the end of the 10 seconds, the defendant's Lexus was increasing in speed.
Well, we don't know, again, beyond that data point, what the data is.
At the end of that 10 seconds, the car was going up, not down, in speed, yes?
Correct.
And you can't tell how much longer that car traveled for after that 10 seconds, can you?
Correct, we don't know.
So when you chose the 24 miles per hour, it was just based on a data point. It wasn't based on you believing that there was an impact at a certain speed, was it?
No, and the triggering event itself is it's not a collision by definition, and nowhere in that data can you parse out whether or not any contact even occurred.
We know that.
Okay.
The point is, you can't tell how fast the vehicle was going if it was in a collision from that data, can you?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
If that vehicle was in a collision, you wouldn't be able to tell from that data what the speed was at the time of the collision.
If contact allegedly occurred at some point in that data set, no, you would not be able to pick a row in that data and say, this is where the collision occurred.
Or after that data set, you would have no idea.
Outside of the data?
Yes.
No.
Okay. And so when you look at this experiment that you did, if you were to add, you said 24 miles per hour, but that's not considering the 26%. If you were to add 7 more miles per hour to this collision, would you expect more damage to that right taillight?
Potentially, yes, but you're certainly getting into the realm of injury at that point.
I'm not asking about that. I'm asking a simple question about damage. If you were to add 7 miles per hour onto this test here, would you expect more damage to that right rear taillight?
Yes.
Okay, can you finish the video? Okay, now I want to ask you some questions. You can stop there. I want to ask you some questions. Can you bring it back to right before the collision, please? Speed changes the result of this, doesn't it?
In terms of the impact speed?
Yes, the impact speed can change the result of this, of the damage to the right rear taillight, can it?
Correct.
And the angle of the arm can change the damage to that right rear taillight, can't it?
It can, yes.
Did you take any pictures of the debris field after the impact and damage in this test E? Did you take any photographs of the debris field?
I believe so, yes.
Was it included in your materials that you provided us?
It should have been in all of the test materials that was provided, yes.
Was the debris field within a certain range? Was it within a certain circle, 10, 20, 30 feet?
That sounds about right.
And so a debris field, although it might scatter, it almost forms kind of a ring, doesn't it?
It can, yes.
And it can form that ring away from where the body lands, can't it?
It can, yes.
And in this test, which you say is 24 miles per hour, without the reduction to 17.8 miles per hour, in this test, upon impact, there is a number of pieces of taillight that shatter, isn't there?
Yes.
Did you count how many?
About 19 pieces.
19 pieces. Could you move forward just a little bit? And when they break and scatter, some of them go up, some go down. Stop, please. Yes?
Correct, yes.
Some of them come in contact with Randy's arm, yes?
Correct.
Now, Randy being on a harness, it's not like real life when the Lexus goes by, could continue to push him with it, right? He can't go with the car or the Lexus because he's on a harness, yes?
Correct, he's not going to move from that position.
If you can move forward, do you see Randy's feet?
Yes.
See the right foot?
Yes.
It's twisting, right?
Correct.
Turning? Stop. Could you show the photo of the sneaker, please? When you were reaching your conclusions that you offered to the jury today, did you consider this photograph?
No.
Did you know that this sneaker was up against a curb in the area?
Yes.
And you didn't consider this at all?
Wasn't a part of my analysis.
Okay. can go back to the video. You see the spin and rotation on the foot?
Yes.
Can you keep going? And the turn of the sneaker?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go back, Ms. Gilman, please, to the point of impact. In your studies, you would agree there can be a clip of a pedestrian that causes significant damage to a taillight where the pedestrian incurs no lower body injuries whatsoever. That can happen, can it?
Well, I don't know that I would describe this as a clip to the arm. This is a full-on impact to the arm, so it's not a clip. Again, you saw at the 15 miles per hour, I think that's more analogous to a clip or a side swipe where the arm just kind of gets brushed out of the way. This, I would say, is a full-on impact to the arm.
Okay. To use your words, in a full-on impact like this, a pedestrian could be involved in a full-on impact causing that amount of damage to the taillight that's reflected in this video, but suffer no lower body injuries. Isn't that fair to say?
I don't address injuries, sir.
Well, let's play it forward. Do we ever see Randy's knees hit the car? Hips? Ribs?
I see the foot getting run over, mm-hmm. but I don't think there was contact with the legs, no.
Would you agree that a pedestrian could be in this type of collision and suffer no lower body injuries based on your presentation here?
Sir, I don't address injuries. Biomechanics is not my area of specialty.
You said it's common in vehicle pedestrian collisions that there is some type of bumper displacement.
Have you correct.
Said that?
Yes.
Okay, bring it back to the beginning, please. Stop. Any bumper displacement in this collision?
In this specific test, no.
You said that on direct, you would expect that there would be some panel deformation. What does that mean?
So if for instance, let's say the hand is not contacting the taillight or a portion of it is contacting the lift gate, you could see deformation to that body paneling.
You said that you would expect to see, not that you could. What you said on direct is you would expect to see panel deformation.
Yes.
And you said in this case, there was none, right? Talking about the defendant's Lexus, you said, I would expect to see panel deformation, and in this case, the defendant's Lexus, there was none. That's what you told us on direct?
Correct.
Let's watch your video. Play it ahead. Is there any panel deformation, stop, in this?
No, sir.
Okay. So when you said on direct examination, relative to the defendant's Lexus, you would expect panel deformation, there was none. There are examples, one that you gave us yourself, where there is a collision causing this amount of damage to a taillight where there's no panel deformation.
I'm going to allow it.
Right?
If I recall, I think you're referring to my prior testimony in another proceeding where I had not conducted this testing yet. So ultimately, that's part of the reason why this testing was conducted, to evaluate that.
In this case, the damage to the right rear taillight, there's no panel deformation here, is there?
Correct, there is not.
When somebody is wearing a hat and they're involved in a collision similar to this, can their hat fall off?
Potentially.
Did you look at photos? Is there a photo of the hat, Ms. Gilman? Before you came to your opinions and conclusions, did you look at this photo and see a hat on the grass?
I did review this, yes.
And did you give any consideration when you did your tests to whether the hat would come off Randy or any crash test dummy when you hit it at that speed?
No, that wasn't a part of my evaluation.
Could I have photo 77, please? What's that, sir?
So I don't know if you'll be able to see it in the photograph, but there was some material transfer from the jeans that the Rescue Randy was wearing.
And so as a result of that impact, there was scuffing from Randy's jeans onto this exemplar Lexus?
There was scuffing, yes.
Did you look at the defendant's photos of the defendant's Lexus to
yes.
see if there was
it? Sorry.
It's okay. To see if there was any scuffing in a very similar area?
I don't recall it being at that portion of the vehicle close to the rear wheel.
Where did you see the scuffing on the defendant's Lexus?
I think there was some scrapes along the wraparound section of the bumper cover.
The bottom part?
Correct.
It's not a claim that's attributed to the collision, so I don't want you to consider that. But did you see other scuffs a little higher up on the Lexus?
I did, but I don't know that those could certainly just be normal wear and tear to the vehicle.
Is that normal wear and tear?
This, no, because we observed it in the test.
Could I have photo 153, please?
Okay.
Now, this is a photo without the hatchback up. This is just the lighting fixture, right?
Correct.
And could you close up in on that? And you would agree if you went 7 miles per hour faster, it would cause more damage to that, wouldn't it?
Yes.
When the taillight is shattered and it spreads through the air, does it have the potential to impale a person, for example, on their nose?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
In your test, you saw that upon collision, there was a scattering of taillight that broke from the fixture, correct?
Correct.
Would that, those shards, as they float or fly through the air, would they have the ability to impale a person on their face or even their nose?
I think that would be unlikely.
Okay. And finally, we've discussed, you now would agree with me that weight does matter, doesn't it?
It can, if it's significant, yes.
I have no further questions.
All right, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Robert.
Yes.
Can we, Dr. Wolf, go back to your power? Do you have your PowerPoint?
Yes.
Set up?
Your Honor, may I?
Yes.
You have that ready?
Yes.
Can you go forward, and I don't have them memorized, so bear with me. Can you go forward to test E? And I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions.
Okay.
Okay, if you could scroll through, keep going, if you'd please, to the next slide, the next. Is this a video or is this a still photograph?
It is a video.
Is this at full speed or is this slow?
This is full speed.
Okay, can you go to the next slide? Okay, go back one. This is a test at what speed?
This is the Lexus moving in reverse, contacting at 24 miles an hour.
All right. Let's go ahead and play this at full speed, if we could. Dr. Wolf, that's awfully fast. Can you get to a point where you're moving frame by frame just at the point of contact?
Am I able to display my screen without doing the... I'm trying to see how I can get this to work.
If you could just move forward frame by frame rather than...
I don't know that I can in the... Oh, I missed it.
Okay. It may be more difficult than we thought. Let me ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Based on that. Did you review that video in slow motion as well as at full speed?
Yes, from a frame by frame perspective.
And in terms of a couple of different questions about that particular test, when there's impact with that right arm, what's the speed that the arm gets to upon impact?
In test E?
Right. If the car's going 24 miles an hour, what's the expected speed of the arm?
So the hand got up to a little over 24, the arm got a little over 21 miles per hour.
The debris that comes off of the taillight, the fragments, what speed would they be going at the point of impact when they crack and are released from the taillight?
At the impact speed or less.
In order to penetrate the sweatshirt and cut the arm across, would the shards have to be going faster or slower than the arm?
They would have to be going faster. If they're moving at a comma velocity with the arm relative to it, they would somehow have to accelerate with more speed to catch up and go beyond the arm, essentially.
Is that physically possible?
No.
I also want to ask you about do you have in your PowerPoint the photographs of the sweatshirt at the full, what you call the full-on impact, test F, as in Foxtrot?
I don't have any of those in the PowerPoint.
Okay. The photo that you showed, if I could ask Ms. Gilman to show the same photograph that she showed earlier of the subsequent to test F, as in Foxtrot, with the holes in the sleeve.
If she can.
If she can.
Can you do that, Ms. Gilman?
Very kind.
Thank you.
Dr. Wolf, you're shown just the left arm underneath the, whatever you call the dummy, Randy, right?
Yes.
Did Mr. Brennan show you the rest of the sweatshirt?
No.
What did the rest of the sweatshirt look like after this full-on impact when he was launched on the asphalt?
Mangled. So there was not only significant road rash to the clothing all over the torso section, the left arm, the right arm. There was holes in many different locations of various sizes. There was also just on the skin of the dummy, there was road rash on the face had been scraped, the torso had been scraped. So there was significant body damage to the torso as well.
Taking just the sweatshirt, separating that out, what about the bodice of the sweatshirt, the front of the sweatshirt? Were there holes and frays and damage to the front?
It was covered in all of those, yes.
What about the back of the sweatshirt? that also have damage?
I don't believe the back, because I think he fell onto his stomach.
What about the other arm?
Yes, both arms did.
Were the holes and frays larger than the holes, the puncture holes that you saw on John O'Keefe's sweatshirt?
They were certainly larger and, again, spread out amongst the entirety of the sweatshirt, at least on the front side.
Was the damage to the sweatshirt that you saw in this experiment consistent with the damage or defects that you saw in just the right arm, those 9 puncture holes on the right arm of the sweatshirt of John O'Keefe?
No, this is distinctly road rash. There's a clear distinction between the two.
Looking at these, at this particular set of defects in the arm, is that misleading in terms of its comparison to John O'Keefe's sweatshirt?
Objection.
Sustain.
Your Honor, I'm going to ask to approach very briefly on an issue we discussed earlier so far. May I, Your Honor?
Yes.
You were asked on cross-examination about some of the work that ARCA does on behalf of private lawyers, even insurance companies, correct?
Correct.
You were not hired by an insurance company. That's not who hired you on behalf of Ms. Reed or anything like that in the initial hire, correct?
Correct. It was not an insurance company.
Thank you. A couple of more questions, if it's okay with the court, Your Honor, before we break. Thank you. You were asked several questions about the glass and whether or not the glass weighed in on your analysis of the damage to the rear taillight, correct?
Correct.
Did you consider that the glass on the rear bumper did not match the cocktail glass that was found close to John O'Keefe's body? Or were you aware of that?
I don't think initially I was aware that there was a difference between the glass cup that was found and the glass on the bumper.
You were asked a lot of questions about the difference in the weight of the arm, and I'm going by memory, 11.8 pounds statistically as it relates to Mr. O'Keefe versus 9.4 pounds, if I got that right?
Approximately, yes.
Okay. Are you aware that anybody has ever measured the weight of just John O'Keefe's right arm?
I'm not aware of that, no.
When you were asked questions about whether or not his arm weighed 11.8 pounds, are you aware of anybody ever weighing just his arm?
No.
What is that based on? 11.8, where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Mr. Brennan mentioned the word statistic. Based on the statistics, his arm would weigh that much. Height, weight, etc.
Correct.
Does a statistic determine the actual weight of an arm?
No, not conclusive to what Mr. O'Keefe's arm weighed, no.
As you sit here, do you know whether his arm, John O'Keefe's right arm, if weighed by itself accurately, because pounds, apparently half pounds matter, if it weighed 11.8 pounds or if it weighed 9.4 pounds, do you know?
I don't know, no.
Do you believe that your testing, the totality of your testing, was dependent upon those 2.5 pounds based on the weight of the hybrid 3, or at least the arm of hybrid 3, and the statistic of 11.8 pounds?
Objection.
Sustained.
In what way does that differentiation of 2.5 pounds or approximately 2.5 pounds, in what way does that make a difference in terms of your testing?
It doesn't, and that's part of the reason why we increased the speeds to almost 30 miles an hour to look at. Again, when you're bringing that much more kinetic energy from the vehicle, that's going to overcome any mass that that arm has. If it, like I said, if it's a pound difference, 2 pound difference, the momentum of that vehicle moving at 30 miles an hour versus 24 miles an hour, again, kinetic energy is equal to 1/2 times the mass times the velocity squared. So even if you go up a few miles per hour, you're exponentially increasing that amount of kinetic energy from the vehicle.
You were also asked a series of questions about reducing the speed of the testing by a certain percentage. Remember those questions?
Yes.
Did that make any sense to you mathematically?
No. Sustained in that form.
What effect, if you can tell us, well, let me ask it this way. Is the speed of the testing vehicle tethered in some way to the difference of that 2.5 pounds that Mr. Brennan was asking me about?
No, and again, as you saw throughout the PowerPoint, when that vehicle is coming in at 24 miles an hour, 29 miles an hour, at those speeds, that arm, when it makes contact, is going to get accelerated up to that velocity. It's just going to reach that common velocity. You're not going to somehow affect the vehicle speed due to that. You know, the fact that the arm weighing 10 pounds roughly, and you've got 6,000 pounds, it's not going to somehow scrub off speed of the vehicle.
Thank you. Your Honor, at this point, I would be going through a couple of photographs and videos. It might be a good place to
Okay, I understand this at the time. So we'll start today. Dr. Wolf, you have to come up with it. All right, jurors, one question I have for you. So I know a long time ago we told you that Thursday would be a half a day. I'm told that we're nearing the end of this case, so I'd like you to think about whether you're able to stay all day next Thursday. Think about it over the weekend if you've made appointments or anything like that. I'm not asking you. But think about it, and on Monday, if you let Tony or Paul, whoever's with you Monday, if you have an issue with it, just let us know, and we'll do that. All right, so please do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into this case. If you happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case, please disregard it. Let us know. And again, be very careful with your social media use. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All rise for the court, please. There is closing open. Follow me in front
of you. Your Honor.
Again, why don't I see counsel on scheduling? Chrissy, thank you. Tori, thank you.
All right.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with Ultra Titanium Alloy Metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.